Hello, Coach Taylor here. I am here today with you to start part 5 of the series of preparing yourself, positioning yourself for purpose. In part 5, we're going to talk about faith in action. We're going to talk about activation. We talked about getting yourself in position. In part 1, we talked about communication. We talked about dedication. We talked about elimination. And we talked about preparation. So now we're in the faith in action stage, activating your faith in the activation stage. And even at this point, we don't all know the total purpose that God has called us to, but we're in a position in the activation stage where maybe you're still a little bit unsure, but it's time to put faith in action. What you've gotten from the Lord, the steps, the instructions that you've gotten from the Lord, it's time to begin to put those steps into action by faith. You may have heard the old saying, walk about it. It's time to walk about it. We've studied about it. We've believed about it. Now it's time to put that faith in action, to walk about it. It's an old saying, but it's true. And maybe you're still not totally sure about your purpose, but it's okay because God will walk you through the process. God is sure. He knows. He is all-knowing, and He created all of us. So when we activate our faith, when we step out, when we step out, when God opened that door and we step out in faith, He's watching over us. We're activating our faith, and God is watching over us as He opened those doors. So I challenge you to step out in faith and watch God open many doors for you, and watch your purpose begin to flow. Watch as you start the journey by faith, that God will walk it out with you. And when you exercise your faith, God sees that and He honors that, and He rewards you for walking in faith. And when you can't see the next step, go back to those steps that we've gone through this series, and allow God to minister to you. When I'm walking through something that God has called me to do and I get a little bit confused about it, I do the same thing. I step back and I seek God's face, and He always makes things straight. He always makes things clear. He promised us that He would never leave us nor forsake us. And if He's called you to something, He's equipped you to do it. Where He guides, He provides. And when we exercise our faith, even when we can't see the whole picture, we're stepping out in faith. And don't you know how God honors that? It's like a parent being proud of a child doing what He's been instructed to do. God is also proud of us, but His anointing is upon what He instructs. His anointing flows through you, and you have to trust that God's anointing is flowing through you, and we just have to step out in faith and just do it, knowing that He has equipped us. He has equipped us to do this. He has positioned you as you've allowed Him to do that purpose that He has called you to do. And through activating your faith, we're also positioning ourselves. We're continuing to position ourselves for what God has for us to do. And He so blesses obedience. I believe God just loves it when we're obedient to Him. He loves it when we trust Him. He loves it. I love something that my daughter-in-law said to me a couple of weeks ago, and it just resonated with my spirit. She said that God showed her how when we ask him for something, we trust him in something, that it gives him so much joy. We are made in his likeness. And when she said that, I thought about, you know, if you have children, you can feel what I'm saying. You tell your children, ask you to do something for them, and sometimes it's like, that's so sweet. They trust me to do that for them. They have confidence in me. Well, when we ask God for something and we trust him for it, we're activating our faith. I believe that it gives God great joy. And like she said, God is so overjoyed when we do that. He wants to bless us. He wants us to trust him. And when we step out in faith, through activating our faith, we're positioning ourselves for blessings, for obedience. God rewards obedience. And even in doing that thing which he has called us to do, we're walking in obedience. We're walking in humility. And we walk in God's favor. We walk in his favor for righteousness. And so many beautiful blessings comes with that. The reward of being a blessing. But he also blesses obedience. He's blessing your obedience as you be a blessing. And when we allow our lives to line up with God's purpose, it's not about us, all about us. Remember, at the beginning of the series, I was sharing that our purpose is not just connected, not about us, it's connected to others. And so many beautiful things come out of us stepping out in faith. You know, sometimes it's like I've heard many years, our lives is like an open book. Sometimes people will not even pick up a Bible, but they will read our lives. And that is such a beautiful thing. If we live the life that God has set before us to live as best as we can, based upon the word, our lives, God will use our lives to change others, to draw others to him. And so many things can come out of our lives as we walk out his purpose to bless others. Again, it's not all about us. It's about what God wants to do in this earth through us. And as we grow in our faith, because we will, as we walk through this thing, as we walk it out, walk out this purpose, we will grow in faith. And faith is often grown in those places that we feel are very hard places. Those places where we learn those lessons, where we're taught those lessons in those seasons of walking out the purpose. And each season is different. We learn something different in each season. But if we would just allow ourselves to press into God, learn of him even more as we go through these times, our faith will grow, our faith will strengthen. And it will be strengthened for each step of this journey that we go through as we are walking this thing out. And as the words say, faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the word of God. So as we communicate with God and study his word and sit in his presence, God will speak to us. He will speak to us. And when we speak God's word over our purpose, and we should do that, speak the word over our purpose. Number one thing I love to tell people, when we're doing something for God and you can hear the enemy's voice or whispers in your ear, you can't do that, that's too big for you. Well, the word says that you can do, I can do, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. That's the word. That's a promise. And as we speak the word, speak those words and many other scriptures that we can speak, that's encouraging, and that will help us through this journey of walking out our purpose. As we speak those words, it will build our faith. It will give you more confidence. not just within yourself, but within God, to be upon what you're doing. And it will just push the doubt away, and you will go forth strong in doing what it is that God has purposed you to do in this earth. In Mark 11 and 24, the word says, "Therefore I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe you have received it, and it'll be yours." So what is our responsibility? What is our responsibility in activating our faith? It is believing we have received whatever it is that we need God to do, whatever we've asked, believing that that thing shall come to pass because we've asked our Father who has called us to purpose. He will put his anointing on you, on me, to do that thing that he's called us to do. And even when it seems a little bleak, when we can't seem to figure it out and he don't want us to figure it out, what's that song? When all hope is gone, God always show up on our behalf. And we have to believe that. Even when it looks impossible, we have to know that God is already on the scene. He never leaves us nor forsake us. That is his promise. He is right there to see you through. So when we are even walking in faith and doing this thing that God has called us to do, we have to know that God is right there backing us up. He is right there in the room with you, or right there wherever you are. He is right there with you. And he's going to do this thing by his Spirit through you. No matter what it is, if it's on your job, or if it's in a church service, or if it's in a group session, or whatever it may be, even in conversation, the Spirit of God will back you up because he promised he'd never leave you nor forsake you. So in this session, we have talked about activating your faith, but we're also talking about activation, taking those steps that God has instructed you to take, doing it in faith, and allowing him to instruct you as you go now. Now you have taken a step. You're stepping out. Allow the Lord to continue to instruct you. And as he do that, you will go forth in strength and you will do exploits, because the Spirit of God is upon you to do that which he's purposed you to do. When we put our faith in action and we take action by faith, God is right there to back us up. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. And you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. It is the Father that has created you with purpose. And he is with you in that purpose. And as you continue to communicate with him and allow him to instruct you, he will walk out this thing with you. He will walk out this purpose with you. The host of heaven is backing you up. That's a lot of backup. That's all the backup you need. The host of heaven is backing you up. They're working on your behalf. They are excited for you, clapping for you, knowing that you can do this. You can make it because God and the host of heaven is backing you up. So when do you start? When do you begin to put this thing into action? When do you activate it? Today is a great day to start doing that thing that God has instructed you to do. Make a conscious decision. I'm going to do this thing. I'm not going to allow anything to hold me back anymore, any longer, because I know that I can do all things through Christ. He lives in me. His Holy Spirit is upon me. There is nothing that I can't do. So today, begin to activate your faith and allow God to continue to position you for the purpose that he's called you to. And if you do that, and you make the most of what God has put on the inside of you, just do it and watch God move in your life mightily, use you mightily, move in your life and touch many lives through that which you have purpose in your heart to do. It's been wonderful to take you through this series, and I pray that it has blessed you. And I want to end with some scriptures. But before I give you these scriptures, I want to pray a prayer with you. And I want you to repeat after me. God, I want to fully position myself for the purpose that you've called me to. I want to walk in strong faith, knowing that you have put this thing on the inside of me. And as I activate my faith, I trust you to walk this thing through with me. I activate my faith to walk in all that you call me to do and to receive everything that you have for me. I ask that you show me scriptures, your word, life-giving scriptures to speak over the purpose that you call me to and to stand on. And as I speak your word, you will cause your word to make me strong and to walk out, to help me walk out this thing that you call me to do and to bring my purpose into fruition. Lord, I thank you for helping me to do my part and to have faith in you, to trust you that you are doing what your words say that you will do. Lord, you are the life giver and you are the purpose giver. You are the positioner, and I put myself in position for you to lead and to guide me. Thank you for choosing me to do this thing that you call me to be, to do. I trust you, God. In Jesus' name, amen. So now I want to share the scripture basis that I used and read through preparing for this session. Deuteronomy 21:8, and it shall come to pass that if thou hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all the nations and the earth. If we do what God has called us to do, his word will do what it say it will do in your life. If you stand on that word. In James 4:10, humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. Psalms 5:12, for thou, Lord, will bless the righteous, and favor wilt thou compass him as with a shield. God has you covered. His shield is all around you. Never fear that thing that he has called you to do. You can do it because he's with you. He's shielding you. Romans 10:17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, even reading the word and spending time in the word and in his presence, hearing his word speak to you. It gives you faith. Mark 11:24, life scripture. Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. Shall is a strong word. Ye shall have them. Believe that you shall have those things that you ask of God. Lord, I need you to help me through this thing. I need strong faith to do this thing. I need confidence, Lord, to do this thing. I feel fear, Lord. I cast fear down because your word says that I should not fear. So I'm asking you, God, to take this fear as I renounce it. Just an example. But God will do whatever it is that you need him to do to walk this thing out. You have to trust his word, have faith in his word, and speak that word over yourself, over your purpose. It has been wonderful being with you in this session. I'm so excited to start the new series with you. Until next time, have a wonderful day. Walk out your purpose in faith. God bless. Shalom.